Hello, you're listening to Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
Today's podcast is about key quantifying expressions, so we'll be talking about statistics.
And these are useful anytime you want to describe your research, particularly when you're talking about a chart or a graph.
First, you will hear a text. This will be an abstract about global literacy rates. How many people do you think can read in the world? How many people are literate?
The United Nations Development Program report for 2011 shows that, as a whole, adult literacy rates are improving worldwide. No fewer than 45 nations have literacy rates above 99%, and the rates exceed 75% in 135 countries. A significant number of the world's most populous countries, including China, the United States, Indonesia, Brazil, Russia, and Japan, have literacy rates above 90%. However, a considerable number of Northern African nations have literacy rates lower than 50%, including Mali's rate of just 26%. The bulk of global improvement in literacy rates is due to the rise of public education for girls and women, as more and more countries have realized the societal importance of educated women.
Now we'll explain some of the phrases from the text, which could be useful in academic writing. The first one, a large or great amount of.
This means a quantity, and it's used especially with uncountable nouns.
Yeah, such as data or research. You can say this server is designed to store huge amounts of data.
Or our study focuses on intensity and amount of physical activity among teenagers in rural areas. Again, that's a large or great amount of. Number two is a large number of.
You can say a substantial number of, or considerable number of.
And this refers to a quantity of a countable noun, something like people.
The number of individuals to be used for estimating life expectancy for certain areas can be very small.
In our study, the maximum acceptable number of active users is 120.
The task involves a large number of classes and has many different input parameters.
So here, a great question that a lot of people ask is, how do you know when to use an amount of versus a number of? So you use an amount of when you're talking about uncountable nouns like sand or milk or time. And you would use a number of when you're talking about a countable noun, something that you can actually count, like people or cows or books. So if you're referring to something that gets kind of bigger and bigger, but not by a specific amount, something like chalk or water, then you would use amount of. If you're talking about something that adding one more has a meaning, then you can talk about a number of.
I have a question. If I use the word study, and so which should I use? Is it amount of or number of?
Well, that's a great question. That is sort of a tricky word, because if you're talking about study as in research, then you would use a number of. So you would say that a number of studies suggest that smoking is dangerous. But if you're talking about study, like what you would do to learn a language, you would say an amount of. So the students needed a great amount of study to learn Chinese.
Thank you. No fewer than. A short phrase, but a tricky one. So what's the tricky, Mani?
So no fewer than actually means more than something. So you're referring to more than a given number of some noun.
As an example, I could say the collection contains no fewer than 166 species, 38 of which are new to science.
Or we sent questionnaires to more than 2,500 participants in total, and no fewer than 2,300 have answered. Again, that's no fewer than.
The fifth phrase is as a whole. If you're talking about something, a collection of things, but you treat them as one thing, one object, you can use this phrase.
The global market had a dramatic effect on the labor market within Britain, but also to industry as a whole. And this means that looking at all of the components of the industry, that the market had an effect on it, not just certain pieces of it.
The effect will be beneficial for our city and for the country as a whole. The survey shows that, as a whole, the population is becoming more aware of the importance of recycling. This is another example of the phrase, as a whole.
Number 6 is to exceed, which means to be higher or greater than.
For example, results exceeding 5 centimeters were eliminated from the survey.
Feedback may be submitted for a period not exceeding 6 months.
You could also say, the variables in this study did not exceed 100.
Or sales growth in the UK was 17%, far exceeding that of core UK businesses.
Again, this was to exceed. Finally, the last set of phrases for today is less and less and more.
And this is sort of a nice way to describe something that is increasing over time or decreasing over time. So the policy of strict regulations was less and less affordable for the government in the long run means that as time goes on, the government has to spend an increasing amount of money on the policies.
One more example is, country courts now deal with more and more serious cases. What do you think? Will the word be different if you take countable or uncountable nouns?
Yes, actually, like we said earlier in the podcast, if you're talking about an uncountable noun, you would use less and less and more. But if you were talking about countable nouns, something like people, you would have to say fewer and fewer.
And so, examples?
Yeah, so you could say there are fewer and fewer people moving to rural areas.
And more people listening to our podcast.
Oh, no, it would be just fewer and fewer. I guess more and more.
Okay, great. Not fewer and fewer, but more and more.
No. Always more and more.
Here we go. Now you'll hear the same paragraph one more time, this time slower. Concentrate, and if you have an opportunity, write it down. Turn your listening into writing.
The United Nations Development Programme report for 2011 shows that, as a whole, adult literacy rates are improving worldwide. No fewer than 45 nations have literacy rates above 99%, and the rates exceed 75% in 135 countries. A significant number of the world's most populous countries, including China, the United States, Indonesia, Brazil, Russia, and Japan, have literacy rates above 90%. However, a considerable number of Northern African nations have literacy rates lower than 50%, including Mali's rate of just 26%. The bulk of global improvement in literacy rates is due to the rise of public education for girls and women, as more and more countries have realized the societal importance of educated women.
Wow, a great text. I'm actually very proud of Russia now. But do you remember what's the literacy rate in Russia? If you don't remember, you might want to play back and listen to the recording one more time, focusing on numbers and possibly some good phrases for academic writing.
Now you'll hear all of our key phrases one by one.
A great amount of.
A large number of. And you can also say things like a substantial number of, a significant number of, a reasonable number of, or a surprise.
A fair number of, or acceptable number of.
Mm-hmm. No fewer than.
The bulk of.
As a whole.
To exceed.
And finally, less and less. Or more and more.
Fewer and fewer. This is the end of our podcast on key quantifying expressions. We've got some homework for you. Answer the questions about today's words.
First, what are some adjectives you can use with a number of?
You could say a large number of or a considerable number of.
Or a total number of, or a significant number of. Question number 2. What phrase can you use when describing different parts as one thing or group? For example, you could look at each country individually, or if you take them all together, you will treat them
as a whole. Question 3. What is a synonymous phrase for the main part of something? The main part of the core idea of?
The bulk of. If your research shows that men had 6.5 hours per week for their hobbies in 2009, 6.2 hours in 2010, and 5.9 hours in 2011, in general, you could say that men have...
I guess fewer and fewer hours for their hobbies.
Yeah, you could say they have less and less free time, that they have fewer and fewer hours for their hobbies, or you could say that they have no fewer than 5.5 hours of free time.
They have more and more stress.
Yeah.
And here's the last, the fifth question from our short quiz. What is the difference between amount of and a number of?
Amount refers to uncountable nouns, so you'd say an amount of data, and a number refers to countable nouns, like a number of survey participants.
You've been listening to Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
My name is Jena.
And my name is Imani.
You can find more podcasts on our website and actually can download some PDF files to read our texts and to get through the vocabulary.
Thanks again for listening and see you later.
Bye-bye.